This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Some establishment Republicans are sounding alarms that President Donald Trump's conspiratorial denials of his own defeat could threaten the party's ability to win a Senate majority and counter President-elect Joe Biden's administration. The concerns come ahead of President Trump's planned Saturday visit to Georgia to campaign alongside Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. They face strong Democratic challengers in the January 5th runoffs that will determine which party controls the Senate. Republicans uniformly acknowledge that Mr. Trump has the GOP's biggest turnout driver, but some Republicans worry of potential fallout should Mr. Trump use the platform to amplify his baseless allegations of widespread voter fraud. Today is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV, the virus that causes the disease, while also remembering those who have died. This year's event comes amid global coronavirus pandemic, which UNAIDS says has made it more difficult for those living with HIV to access health care and other services, while also highlighting issues such as inequality and stigma. Dr. Sinead Delaney-Mortuelle is a research director at the Reproductive Health and HIV Institute University of Witwatersrand, and she says sub-Saharan African women remain especially vulnerable.
Young women aged 15 to 24 have sometimes 2-3 times the rate of new HIV infections compared to their male counterparts. And a number of the challenges that women articulate is that the current pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is using an antiretroviral to prevent HIV sort of prior to sexual activity, that current PrEP, which is a daily oral pill, is associated with a number of challenges.
This is VOA News. The European Union said today it could be vaccinating citizens against COVID-19 by the end of the month if medical officials grant emergency approval of two vaccine candidates. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told reporters in Brussels that EU member states are working on logistics for the distribution of millions of doses of COVID-19 vaccine. And if all goes well, she said, the first European citizens would be vaccinated by the end of December. Her comments came as U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced that they have applied for conditional approval of their coronavirus vaccine with the European Medicines Agency. The move comes a day after another U.S. company, Moderna, said it was asking U.S. and European regulators to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine. Thailand's most famous and some might say infamous rap group is back in with a vengeance. Rap Against Dictatorship shot to fame in 2018 with its debut track, What My Country's Got, a politically charged invective skewering the country's then military junta. The video has garnered 94 million views on YouTube. The musical group launched its latest track, Reform, on YouTube a few weeks ago amid new anti-government protests roiling the capital of Bangkok. Its video has already attracted more than 7 million views. Thailand's youth have been taking to the capital streets by the thousands almost daily since July to demand the resignation of the 2014 coup leader turned Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha and a new constitution stripped of the privileges it gifts the military. Civil rights groups are applauding a ruling by a New York federal judge that newly detained immigrants must be presented in court within 10 days. AAP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Immigration advocates say Judge Allison Nathan's ruling is the first time U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been ordered to provide access to a judge, more important because of COVID-19 spreading in detention facilities. Judge Nathan said while detainees may not have a fundamental right to be released during removal proceedings, the government does not have an unfettered right to detain them. In 2014, the average wait to see a judge was 11 days. More recently, it's been around 3 months. One migrant, Shamar Michel, said ICE officers told him he'd be home by dinner time when they took him from his children, but it was 6 weeks before he got to see a judge.
This is VOA News.